radiokultura.eus.
Egunon, entzule guziei emankizun berri bat inklusiondez, deitzen dena bonjour, une émission qui s'appelle Inklusionde en multilingue. Donc bonjour, egunon.
Jona bat kibánok.
Derit.
Hola, ¿qué tal?
Hallo und herzlich willkommen.
Hello everybody.
Sziasztok.
Emankizun honetan, bost irratik partzartzen dugu, izanen ditugu radiokultura nola ez, nun radiokultura da edo bizkuntzetan edatzen duen irrati bat, frantses eta euskeraz interneten bidez aurkitzen alduzuena, eta beste irratiak aurkesteko paradizanen dute, beraien burua Alemaniatik, Hungariatik, baita ere Irlandatik eta Espainiatik. Une émission donc présentée par cinq radios européennes de Hongrie, Irlande, Espagne et Pays Basque aussi, ainsi que l'Irlande, je crois que j'ai oublié. Et donc dont Radio Cultura fait partie, Radio Cultura, Radio Bilingue sur Internet, à travers Internet en basque et en français. Akos will present Civil Radio.
Yes, thank you so much. Civil Radio is a community radio which is located in Budapest, in the capital city of Hungary. And the radio was founded in the middle 90s when community developers and community workers had a chance to go abroad, and they found community radios in France and in Germany. And that was the first time when they met with this type of radio movement. And when they came back to Hungary, they immediately wanted to do something very similar. And they had a chance to found this radio, which is main aim very similarly to the community radios in Europe, was giving voice to the voiceless people. And still the main mission of the radio is helping, supporting, giving voice to vulnerable, marginalized social groups and also defenseless people. Civil Radio currently has more than 100 volunteers, and we try to involve the different independent NGOs of Budapest.
Maybe one little explanation about Civil Radio in Hungarian, then after made by Daniel, or now, if you want, Daniel?
It's a civil radiót a 90-es évek közepén alapították, és az alapvető cél az volt, hogy a hangtalanok is hangot kaphassanak, és valamint Budapest független civil szervezeteit próbálták meg bevonni ebbe a gyönyörű feladatba. Egyébként Európa különböző részein találkoztak hasonló rádiókkal az alapítók, és mikor hazatértek, ők is valami hasonlót szerettek volna csinálni Magyarországon is.
Irish partner with Alan. Good morning.
Good morning, Mikael. The Irish partner is Near FM. We're a community radio station based on the north side of Dublin, which is the capital of Ireland. We were first founded as a licensed station in 1995, but we had operated without a license since the early 80s. There was a long period where the government at the time in the early 80s asked those stations that were broadcasting, there was no community licenses at the time, and we were asked to go off air to apply for a license. And it took until 1995 for those initial licenses to be issued. And since then, Near FM has had a policy with similar to all of our partners of giving a voice not only to the local community, which is the particular community where it's based is one that traditionally would not have been well reported on by state media or commercial media, except in a very negative sense. So part of our remit was to report on it in a more positive sense to counterbalance that, but also to give access to migrant groups, the travelling community and other communities and groups that would not normally get access to the media or to radio. Part of that has been through the use, through the broadcasting of programmes not in English, either in the Irish language, but also in a whole range of languages currently, including Polish, Italian, Spanish, but in the past also Mandarin Chinese, Russian, Serbian. So that's something that we have done. We continue to do it. We've expanded over the last few years from just a few hours to a kind of a 24-hour schedule. We also operate a television arm, which helps and acts in concert. So a lot of what we do outside with different groups, we do both in TV and in radio.
So this program also, it's a multilingual program. Beraz, hori aukera izanen duzue, emankizun hontan hizkuntza desberdinetan edo hizkuntza desberdinak entzuteko, baina entzatuko gira hori bildumartxo bat egiten hizkuntza bakotxan. Donc, vous allez avoir l'opportunité d'entendre, d'écouter cette émission en différentes langues et nous continuons avec le partenaire de Madrid. Bonjour, egunon, Miriam.
Bonjour, Miquel. Radio Enlace es una radio comunitaria ubicada en Madrid, como tú decías, la capital del Estado español, y situada en el barrio de Hortaleza, que está en el noreste. Se creó hace 28 años y forma parte y está muy integrada en el tejido asociativo de nuestra ciudad y de nuestro barrio, que es bastante fuerte. O sea que tenemos una presencia importante de los colectivos vecinales y de la información local de nuestro distrito. Además, trabajamos con personas mayores, con jóvenes, hacemos muchos talleres en centros escolares y también colaboramos con diversas fundaciones de personas con diversidad intelectual y funcional. Y respecto a la migración, es verdad que nuestro distrito es un tanto particular, pero también a lo largo del tiempo hemos tenido distintos programas en diversas lenguas y actualmente participan jóvenes en situación de calle de distintos países y también de centros de menores del barrio.
Donc nous avons la chance en plus que Myriam parle un petit peu de français. Donc en deux mots, en une phrase, comment tu définirais Radio Enlace?
En deux mots, Radio Enlace est une radio communautaire très participative avec une forte présence dans l'espace, dans la réseau associatif de notre quartier.
Quartier de?
De Hortaleza.
À Madrid.
À Madrid.
Ouais. Impeccable. Miesker, Myriam. Et nous passons à notre partenaire allemand, Silke. Bonjour.
Bonjour, je suis de Wüstewelle à Tübingen. C'est à sud-ouest de l'Allemagne. Et notre Wüstewelle a été fondée en 1995. On pourrait dire, avant ça, il n'y avait que de radios publiques. Ils ne sont pas reportés, par exemple, sur les manifestations, sur les questions politiques de cette façon. Et c'était le début. C'était, on pourrait dire, une tradition de proteste. Et la chaîne Wüstewelle s'est développée beaucoup. Il y a beaucoup de gens chez nous. On travaille beaucoup aujourd'hui avec les minorités, avec les gens handicapés, on peut dire ça en français, et avec les immigrés, mais il y a aussi beaucoup des enfants qui peuvent faire leur propre émission. Et voilà, aujourd'hui, on a 150 producteurs adultes et beaucoup des enfants. Et c'est une chaîne très active.
Une phrase en allemand pour présenter la radio, Wüstewelle.
Ja, die Wüstewelle ist ein freies Radio, das einzige freie Radio für Tübingen, Reutlingen und Umgebung. Und wir haben über 140 erwachsene Sendungsmachende.
We are now going on and the next topic for us is the importance of the project, at first in general. What does this project mean? What are the main targets in your case?
Buenos días, voy a explicaros por qué es importante este proyecto en general, el proyecto de inclusión DES, y es que bueno, alrededor del mundo hay más de 250 millones de personas que viven fuera de su país de origen por múltiples causas, como persecución política, religiosa o guerras, y además la migración es una realidad tan vieja como el inicio del mundo. Además, existen más de 7.000 lenguas diferentes en el mundo, de las cuales el 90% son habladas por menos de 100.000 personas. Es decir, el multilingüismo, que es la capacidad que tiene una comunidad de expresarse en varias lenguas, y la multiculturalidad y la diversidad cultural son cuestiones que interesan a las radios comunitarias europeas. Estas radios son espacios abiertos de comunicación e intercambio de experiencias muy ricos e importantes que además promueven la inclusión y la diversidad cultural y la lucha contra el etnocentrismo y el pensamiento único. En este espacio de encuentro no se da en los medios de comunicación públicos o comerciales, con lo cual es especialmente importante los espacios comunitarios de participación, inclusión y de conexión con la identidad propia en el caso de las personas migrantes y además un lugar de conocimiento y de apertura para el contexto sociocultural de tránsito o de llegada de estas personas. También es muy importante la información alternativa y crítica que desde las radios comunitarias se produce respecto al tema de las migraciones. Este proyecto, ya para finalizar, lo que pretende es reforzar la diversidad cultural y lingüística, la inclusión social y la identidad local, además del diálogo intercultural. El producto de este trabajo ha generado como una guía de buenas prácticas para todas aquellas radios que quieran abordar los procesos de participación y acceso a estos medios comunitarios por parte de las poblaciones migrantes. Okay, I will try to say the same things in English. I wanted to say that the project is important because multilingualism and multiculturality and diversity are questions very important for the community radios in Europe. Community radios are spaces open of communication and international exchange of experience that promote inclusion and diversity, cultural diversity, and the fight against ethnocentrism and unique thinking.
Okay, let's move on to the importance of the project for organizations. Please, Gabor, can you tell us about this?
Thank you. As my dear colleague Akos mentioned, Civil Radio wants to give voice to the voiceless. This includes not only minority groups and other people, but also the migrants. Despite of the fact that we have less and less possibility, I mean community radios in Hungary, we have less and less possibility due to the very restrictive 2010 media law. For me in person, and I think my colleagues will share this opinion, it is very important that we community radios up till now and from now on as well, we continue to pursue to give possibilities and access to publicity to migrants as well. And we do this with very little resources. And this should be done actually by the public service radios. In Hungary, they don't really do it, but they use this they very rich resources only to collect cheap votes, you know. And I think that is why it is important, not only in Hungary, but also in the partner countries as well, to continue this job despite of the fact that even the European Union does not see the importance to give more possibilities or to give more resources for to the community radios, because they are simply, well, put it straight, the only mediums that are covering these issues.
Ahogy Gábor említette, Cserháti Ákos kollégánk is már kitért rá, hogy nagyon fontos küldetésünk az, hogy a hangtalanoknak tudjunk hangot adni, illetve Magyarországon, ami igazán a közmédia feladata lenne, hogy a migráns csoportoknak hangot tudjon adni és megszólalási lehetőséget, azt a nagyon kis pénzügyi forrásokkal rendelkező civil szervezetek próbálják megoldani, és ők pedig a közszolgálati médiumokon keresztül olcsó szavazatokat próbálnak vásárolni. Tehát igazából nekünk civil szervezeteknek Magyarországon össze kell tartanunk, és együtt kell próbálunk a minimális forrásainkból valami használhatót és valami segítséget kiépíteni. And now I think we have to go on to Paco. Is there anything the opposite at your country like to Hungary? You have more resources, more possibilities.
En Spanish, más fácil. Realmente en nuestro caso todos son beneficios. Para la experiencia de Radio Enlace es fundamental un proyecto como este en el sentido de nos ha permitido potenciar la participación. Apostamos por el multiculturalismo, pero es que además, desde la experiencia de nuestra radio, este tipo de proyecto es un estímulo para trabajar ciertos temas, ciertos contenidos, y no solo para enriquecer las parrillas de programación, sino también para trabajar ciertos temas que el resto de los medios de comunicación convencionales apenas trabajan. Realmente, si hablamos de multiculturalismo, participación y fomentar ciertos temas, yo creo que ya sería suficiente motivo para estar satisfecho. Y hay uno que es fundamental para las propias organizaciones. Realmente, en nuestro caso, hemos aprendido del aprendizaje de las otras emisoras y sobre todo de las otras personas que hemos conocido. De UCBL, Budapest, el caso de Radio Cultura, a quienes agradecemos la experiencia, el estar aquí. Eso es un aprendizaje.
I will translate into English the words of my colleague Paco. For Radio Enlace, this experience, as other European projects we have taken part in, has been great because it helped us work on some issues that they are not in on the media. And we also had the chance to meet people and learn from other radios of Europe, which have different contexts than us. And for Radio Enlace, this experience enriches us and we cannot be but satisfied.
Thanks, erot mila esker, beraz, hor izan dugu proiektu honen garrantzia, bai, bon, beraz, ikuspegiro kor batetik, eta baita ere, elkarteen ikuspegitik, eta orain, jakinen dugu, ba, hori, parte hartzaileen, edo emankizun ekoizleen ikuspegitik, nola ikusten duten, beraz proiektu hortan parte hartzea. So, donc maintenant nous allons écouter quelle est l'importance de ce projet du point de vue des producteurs bénévoles qui participent dans différentes radios. Et well, maybe we can we have two producers here, Daniel. So we can start inviting one producer to speak about the importance of the project for him or for her. Please.
Miriam and Kajsa will help us to understand how is this project important for the producers. What are your opinion about this program? Does it help to make better programs or from another aspect of view?
The main aim for Polish Weekly is, of course, to attract and retain listeners. We're aiming for on the Polish community in Dublin, whole island, and actually globally as well, because we are trying to attract as well Polish communities in or other countries in the world, and just share actually their experiences, just to support ourselves, and we promote Polish culture, Polish entertainment as well, music, art. And integrating with other communities, minorities in Ireland. And yeah, I think that's how we would like to integrate. And integration just is about sharing everything what's the best, you know, in other cultures. And I hope we can spread as well Polish views for everything, actually, art, culture, to share with others as well.
Does it help them that they can share their opinion, their thoughts? The other people can understand them easier because they have voice.
Yeah, that's the thing actually about the greatness of community radios, because we can say something what normally we wouldn't be able to say in public media, of course, because we have a voices like voices who are not heard before and cannot be heard normally.
Maybe it would be interesting if you talk about the feeling you have, the resume of the feeling you told in English, but in Polish, because this program is multicultural.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
That would be a way also for the Polish community to listen to this program.
Jesteśmy bardzo usatysfakcjonowani, ponieważ możemy brać udział w tym projekcie and możemy dzielić się naszą kulturą, naszą muzyką, naszymi doświadczeniami, będąc nawet w Irlandii. Jesteśmy w kontakcie z innymi community oraz emigrantami w innych krajach europejskich, a także światowych. Jesteśmy szczęśliwi, możemy wymieniać się tymi doświadczeniami i supportować się.
Mieszker, oszujesz kunstpolita. Thanks a lot, a very nice language and to listen the Polish sound.
Dziękuję.
Also.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kasia. Now we are flying from Ireland to Germany because I'm going to ask Miriam, a Mexican woman who is living in Germany, to share her opinion about how important is this project for the producers, as you, please.
Yeah, hello. Yes, come from Mexico and I live in Germany. And for me, it's really important to work in these kind of projects because it's like, for me, it's really important to break the stereotypes from the people, because the people think that the culture, we have stereotypes, but we need to have the opportunity to know the people through the music, through the interviews, through the or talking with another perspective. And that's why for me, it's really important to change the mind from the people, from my culture, and also to my culture to show the German culture. So it's a bicultural program that we can also know about another cultures and to have also a good identity for yourself and also to share your identity. And also for me, it's really important another word that is tolerance, because when you are open to know another culture, you have more tolerance, because many problems in the world is because we don't have tolerance for another cultures. And that's why for me, this project is really important, because I have the chance to know more about another cultures. And then I have my own opinion, and also to reproduce my mind, to bring the people in the middle point and say, you know, in this world, we are multicultural, we need to break stereotypes and we need to have tolerance.
Can you present us one or two sentences in your mother tongue on your own language?
Sí, me encantaría. Muchas gracias. Bueno, soy mexicana, vivo en Alemania y entonces para mí ya ese es un movimiento migratorio fuerte. Y lo que yo quiero presentar a través de Conexión MX es romper los estereotipos, la multiculturalidad, que los movimientos migratorios también pueden ser positivos para las culturas y sobre todo la tolerancia, porque creo que en el mundo hace mucha falta tolerancia y entendimiento entre las culturas para vivir más en armonía. Y bueno, eso es lo que hago a través de Conexión MX, una mexicana viviendo en Alemania, presentando las diferentes culturas.
We are going to hear the experience of Sara Jane, Miriam, Elvira, and Silke, all the women who are going to share her experience with radio and what this means for her life and how it can help to your daily life. We'll start with Sara Jane. She comes from Ireland, from Near FM. Can you share with us your experience?
Just to let you know a little bit about the program that I work on, it's called Radio Latina. It's broadcast every week on Wednesday evenings, and it's a bilingual show with mainly English and Spanish. It was started in 2014 by Hector, a Spanish man living in Dublin, who wanted to give something for the Spanish-speaking community. And at the moment, the main team is myself and Silvia, who is from Bolivia, and Victor, who is also from Bolivia. Every week we try to invite guests from the Latin American community in Dublin who have a cultural event taking place that they want to talk about. Maybe they want to talk about the political situation in their country, social issues. We also invite musicians to play for us or to talk about their music life. And we have lots of Latin American music every week. We have a section on events, which we try to include as many of the events from the Latin American community in Dublin as well. And yeah, it's great. It's a great thing for the Latin American community in Dublin to reach out to the Irish people, and also for Irish people to learn about the issues in Latin America.
Let's hear about the example of Elvira. Can you tell us something about your program?
Hello, here's Elvira from Vistavelle. And we have a lot of things we do. There is, from the radio in general, we have a lot of migrant producers, but we have also projects, special projects. So we have, Silke is doing a lot of work with children who come to Germany and have to learn the language before they can attend the general school. Vorbereitungsklassen. There she has a lot of multicultural children and her own way to deal with that. Very nice ideas how to manage it, that they get empowered to have the courage for this language. We have also Newcomer News, which is in cooperation with the Landratsamt, you know, with the local officials. So Newcomer News is for grown-ups who want to be journalists or are already journalists and have, it's like a stepstone coming to us and making radio show, but it's really a journalistic project for making radio and go on. Has several things they can manage with it. It's also showing themselves, but also a possibility to go on. And as we heard from the evaluation of the questions, one thing is for a migrant producer to talk in their own language, for their own community, to show themselves, or just making music or just making broadcasting in the new country. But we try something else now. And one thing I think is very important, it's also important what we're doing here. It's about communication. And we try to have intercultural communication between women, because chercher la femme, women are key of integration, and women are also key for culture. And also when you want to have a cultural change, you have to talk with women. That's our experience all over, how important we women really are. And we get to know about in our conscience how important we women are and how important it is to connect And that's the new project we put on, is to connect women from different cultures and to put a perspective from different cultures. And I think it's not only about integration, it's about evolution of a new culture, a culture of communication.
Thank you.
Thank you, Elvira. Silke also comes from Bustevele. Would you like to add something else to Elvira's experience, please?
It's not so easy because she told it in a really nice way.
Maybe you can make a resume in German, so like that.
Ah, okay. Ja, das können wir natürlich machen. Wir arbeiten bei der Wüstenwelle schon, ich sag seit 20 Jahren, mit vielen Projekten integrativ. Und was uns auch immer sehr wichtig war, ist die Frauenarbeit von Anfang an, neben der migrantischen Arbeit. Wenn ich jetzt, soll ich es genau zusammenfassen oder soll ich es ein bisschen anders machen? Ja. Und wir haben, wie gesagt, auch ganz viele weitere Projekte. Wir haben auch festgestellt, wenn wir einfach nur einladen, sind häufig ein bisschen weniger Frauen da. Deswegen müssen wir eine spezielle Frauenförderung machen. Aber vielleicht kann Miriam, du bist ja auch in einem Frauenprojekt eingebunden, auch noch ein bisschen was dazu sagen. Von unserer Zusammenarbeit.
Mhm. Wie wichtig es ist, sich zu vernetzen und auch, dass man mit offiziellen Stellen in Kontakt kommt, um möglichst viele Frauen zu erreichen. Und da hast du uns ja auch ein bisschen geholfen mit deiner Vernetzung.
Yeah, that's true. I just tried to help a little bit, but the idea to work with women is really important, and not just women, also international women. That it's really important because, Elvira, it's total right, because we need to work together, woman with woman. I mean, it's not a fight between women and men. I mean, we are the power from this society, and I'm really appreciate this project because come from woman to help migranting woman. In my case, I came from another country, but I feel really, really welcome through this program, no? And through this project. And it's like empowerment woman. And that's why I find this project really attractive. And I hope we can do it more and more and more. And maybe in an international connection.
It needs a lot of networking.
A lot.
And yeah.
And a lot of work.
Yeah.
Thank you to all of you. We have heard the experience of Bustevele and Near FM. And now it's time for Kata. She comes from Budapest Civil Radio. And she is going to talk about an interesting issue about languages as such. Please introduce yourself.
I'm Kata, and I'm an anthropologist. So I'm working with different cultures, different countries. My experience in this project is we have in the communist, because we had a communist past, what was quite a closed years, under 40 years. But in the Western countries, they didn't have this kind of closeness, I think, because most of the Western countries has any colonial country connections. It means they have connections with different cultures, different languages, what was a kind of presentation in the main country and the main field as well. So even in France, even in Germany, even in England, you had a kind of everyday representation for languages and cultures. We hasn't got, because we were really in the closed way. So we had to manage this under 1989. Another one is, if you are living in an everyday life with different people who come in different cultures background, you have to communicate with them and you have experience with them. What it means, it's make easier for you, I think, in Western countries to find another way if coming another immigration group from a different background. But I understand absolutely there is a kind of fear, because this is not something really used to, because there is a little different, yeah, I think about it.
A civil rádió hallgatói nem tévednek, hogyha ismerős a hang, legsűrűbben azt halljuk tőle, hogy 114, 115, 116, de Kata Budapestről érkezett, szintén antropológusként dolgozik, és egy nagyon érdekes felvetése van méghozzá, hogy számunkra Magyarországon új kultúrákkal megismerkedni egy kicsit bonyolultabb feladat, hiszen a szovjet blokkban mi nagyon bezártak voltunk, nem ismerkedtünk más országok kultúrájával, miközben nyugaton ez nagyon-nagyon jól működött, hogy kommunikálnak kapcsolatok más országokkal, megismerik a kultúrájukat, elfogadják őket, és itt számukra sokkal egyszerűbb az, amikor a migrációban új egyszerűbb lehet az, amikor a migráció során új nemzetek érkeznek, hogy elfogadják, megismerjék és megértsék őket. És Kata, kérlek egészíts ki, hogyha valamit kihagytam.
Na, azt hiszem, hogy talán csak annyi, hogy egy gyarmati múlt, ez azért megkönnyíti ezt a kapcsolatot, csak ennyi.
And now we are following the show by explaining about the guidelines we produce between all the radio stations for this project. It's called Inclusiandas, and the guidelines that we made after making some questionnaires for radio producers and for also organizations. We tried to send this questionnaire about the participation of migrants in the local or community radio station all over Europe. And after analyzing the results of this questionnaire, we wrote the kind of guideline that it's a kind of guide of a good experience all over the Europe, so like that it can help to other organizations to receive migrants in their radio station. There are always many questions about programs should be monolingual, multilingual, what kind of training we have to give, what kind of social network we have to improve, and how to include them in the organization, making decision and all over that. And all these questions that should have any local station, any community station, could find some answers in this guideline that it's in several languages, and it's open for all the European community radio stations. Beraz, orain aurkeztuko dizuet proiektu honen helburua izan dela, ba nunbait gida bat sortzea, gida hortan beraz hartu ditugu, bildu ditugu, hainbat galdezketa egin ditugunak Europako hainbat irratietan, nun galdezketatu ditugu irrati batzuk, eta baita ere etorkin batzu parte hartzen dutenak elkarte irratietan, ikusteko ze motako prozesua eraman duten irratietan parte hartzeko, eta beraz galdezketa horien emaitzak gida baten idatzi dugu, eta gida hori hizkuntza ezberdinetan proposatua izanen da, eta proposamen horrekin beraz espero dugu beste irrati batzuk jakitea, ba harrapostu batzuk aurkitzea, ba haien duderi adibidez ze motako emankizunak egiten alduten beraz etorkinak ze hizkuntzan, hizkuntza bakarrean edo elebidunez, edo hizkuntza bi hizkuntz baino gehiago, ze motako formakuntza eskaini, eta bar, beraz gida hori Europako irrati libre guztiendako baliagarri izanen dena. Donc je vous présente de façon résumée le projet Inclusiandes qui a donc réalisé un guide de bonne pratique suite à une étude, une enquête que nous avons menée auprès de plus de une quinzaine ou une vingtaine de radios associatives européennes, dans lequel on a interrogé aussi bien des organismes que des producteurs migrants qui participent déjà dans certaines radios européennes. Et suite à tous ces résultats que nous avons collectés, nous avons écrit un guide de bonne pratique qui est disponible en plusieurs langues. Et ce guide se veut, disons, un manuel pour toutes les radios qui souhaitent accueillir des migrants mais qui se posent des questions par rapport à quelle langue diffuser les émissions produites par les migrants, si elles doivent être traduites, si elles doivent être en plusieurs langues ou monolingues, quel type de formation offrir, quel type de réseau construire pour mieux contacter et accueillir ces personnes, ou comment les inclure dans la prise de décision de la radio associative. Donc toutes les questions que puissent avoir les responsables des radios associatives européennes, eh bien nous espérons que à travers ce guide que nous proposons sur notre site internet puissent trouver un écho. Et maintenant nous allons continuer avec de la musique. Y ahora creo que es.
And the last part we have to talk about is the future of the program. So if anyone has anything to add to that, just feel free and tell us.
Yo voy a intervenir. en español, mi idioma materno, y sobre el futuro de... Voy a hablar sobre dos futuros. Uno, sobre este proyecto que ha dejado semillas plantadas en todos nosotros como participantes, en todas nuestras radios, y en esa guía práctica que todo el mundo que tenga interés puede utilizar y seguir sembrando semillas. Son semillas de inclusión, son semillas de diversidad cultural, de multilingüismo, de interculturalidad, muy importantes, porque respecto al futuro así en general, pues el futuro es y siempre ha sido migración. Van a seguir habiendo flujos migratorios por todas partes. Debido al mundo capitalista en el que vivimos, van a seguir siendo mucho más fuertes y mucho más duros y dramáticos, y nosotros como sociedad civil, nuestro deber y como radios comunitarias es acoger e intentar que esta realidad sea lo menos dura posible.
Y eso, y en esa línea yo creo que también hay que recordarnos a nosotros mismos que antes de acoger a la gente hemos también sido emigrantes. Uh-huh. Bueno, pues tanto los vascos como los españoles, sí, y la mayor parte de los países europeos han enviado a mucha gente a través del mundo, no siempre con muy buenas razones y con buenos objetivos, pero yo creo que en este momento en el que tenemos una vida, una forma de vida, digamos, más cómoda, nos toca ahora hacer la acogida lo mejor posible. Donc oui, pour d'un point de vue de Radio Cultura, notre souhait maintenant, après avoir fait réalisé ce travail, participer dans cette réalisation de guide de bonne pratique, eh bien nous espérons pouvoir être une terre d'accueil, pouvoir mettre en application tout ce que nous avons appris et toutes les réponses que nous avons obtenues à travers ce projet et recevoir, parce que je crois que c'est notre devoir de recevoir, et en plus c'est une richesse multiculturelle. Et sans oublier que nous-mêmes, nous avons été avant des émigrés, que nous avons émigré à travers le monde. Et donc, on nous a très bien accueillis. Donc maintenant, c'est à nous d'accueillir les gens. Elvira, I think you have also some things to say about the future.
So now I have the problem that I don't speak Spanish. I speak a very bad French, better English. What I wanted to say, maybe you already said it, I think the future has to be cosmopolitan, because in the world we are living, it's no use building up walls. It's no more the solution. It was what brings us in trouble. So what we got to do is find a basis for communication, find values we all share, like respect, like democracy, like to be prepared to understand. And this is one thing the radio, this local radio station, this free community radio station, like our radio stations, can do. And it's also something that we do here, is finding ways of communication to build up this basic thing for understanding. And I'm sure future is cosmopolitan, with one basic, and on this base a lot of varieties and its richness. It's not taking anything away from us, it's making us richer.
Mi esker, Elvira, merci. Thanks, Elvira. Eta beraz, gu ere radiokulturatik espero dugu ondoko urteetan gaitasuna izan den dugula, beraz, etorkinak rezibitzeko gure lurraldean, beraz, proiektu honen bidez ikasi ditugun, beraz, ikasgai guzien bidez, eta beraz, plantan ezartzea gida hortan eukan ditugun arrapostu guziak, eta beraz, mankizun honen bukaerarat arribatu gira. And this is the end of the show. We already can listen the last song, that it's the Basque band, Les Mécaniciens, it's called, and the song is Somalia, so it speaks also about the African situation and the migration, and maybe now it's the time, the good moment to have the last word all together. And a word that we learn all here in the Basque Country in this meeting. So when I will count three all together. One, two, three. Osasuna!
Osasuna! Ibrahim, Ali, Ismail.